President Trump's takeover of D.C. law enforcement is not the first time the city has been under tighter federal control. But as NPR's Rachel Treisman reports, those periods were very different from what's happening today.
President Trump said Monday that he's putting D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department under federal control and deploying the National Guard to protect public safety, even though violent crime is significantly down from its peak in 2023.
I'm announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor, and worse.
Trump has this authority because of home rule, the limited form of self-governance that D.C. has been under for the last half century. The Home Rule Act allows D.C.'s roughly 700,000 residents to elect their own mayor and city council. But it gives Congress control over the city's laws and budget, and it lets the president temporarily take over the local police force in times of emergency. No president has done that until now, says Sarah Jane Schoenfeld, a public historian of D.C.
It's safe to say that this is unprecedented.
The Constitution gives Congress jurisdiction over D.C., but for much of the 1800s, the city had its own government. Things changed after the Civil War, as D.C. saw a huge influx of Black migrants. In 1867, Black men got the right to vote in D.C.
It meant that we had African-American people running and winning election to office. But there was, you know, also a sort of a growing backlash during this period against increasing rights for Black people.
In 1874, Congress put the city under the control of three presidentially appointed commissioners. Along with committees in the House and Senate, they ran D.C. for the next century.
So we had no local government for 100 years.
Schoenfeld says that system worked well, but only for people who had connections to it, like white business leaders and homeowners. That continued into the 1960s, by which point D.C. was majority Black, says George Derek Musgrove, the co-author of the book Chocolate City, A History of Race and Democracy in the Nation's Capital.
So you have a three-quarters Black city, and many of the white residents are liberal on most issues at the time. And it's run by some of the most retrograde members of Congress.
Residents pushed for home rule during the Civil Rights Movement. And in 1973, Congress passed the Home Rule Act. But that opened up some new problems. D.C. had to pay for its own prison and courts, and it couldn't tax commuters or federal property.
And so the city goes bankrupt in the 1990s, primarily because Congress had set up this system that was guaranteed to bankrupt us.
In 1995, Congress created a control board to oversee D.C.'s finances. Its five members, appointed by President Bill Clinton, took controversial actions, like firing the superintendent of schools and hundreds of government workers. Here's Schoenfeld.
They were done with a vision of sort of what the city should look like in the future, but not with a lot of attention to the needs of longtime residents.
In 1997, Congress passed a law adjusting D.C.'s financial responsibilities and federal funding. And the control board dissolved in 2001, after the city passed five straight balanced budgets. Schoenfeld says these days, federal control tends to be part of D.C.'s problem, not the solution. She hopes Trump's actions will make more people across the country aware of D.C.'s plight, and maybe even support its push for statehood. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.